بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. On behalf of Understand Quran Academy Hyderabad, I would like to welcome you to 12th session in which we will study Surah An-Nas. But as usual, we start with hadith. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu reported, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah the Exalted smiles at two men. One of them killed the other and both will enter Jannah. The first is killed by the other while he is fighting in the cause of Allah, and thereafter Allah will turn in mercy to the second and guides him to accept Islam, and then he dies as a shaheed fighting in the cause of Allah. So the first one is killed by a non-Muslim while the Muslim was fighting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the non-Muslim, Allah gives him tawfiq to accept Islam, and he also later on dies in the path of Allah. The point here is that such a grave sin of killing a Muslim is also forgiven if a person repents. That's the point here. If a person repents, yes. Okay, now we come to spoken Arabic. In the last class, we had covered Ahlan wa Sahlan. Ahlan wa Sahlan. Ahlan wa Sahlan means welcome. Marhaban means welcome. But actually, Ahl means family. Ahlan means feel like being in a family, in our family. Sahlan means easy. Be relaxed, easy. Ahlan wa Sahlan, welcome. Marhaban, welcome. And another thing you say after Salaamu Alaikum is not without, not instead of, but after Salaamu Alaikum. If you want to wish a person some more thing, you can say Sabah Al Khair. Good morning. We should not replace Salaam with Sabah Al Khair. Sabah Al Khair can come after Assalamu Alaikum. Sabah means morning. Al Khair means good. Sabah Al Khair, good morning. And in response, you should say, if somebody tells you Sabah al-Khair, you should say Sabah al-Nur. Sabah is morning and al-Nur is light. Morning of light or bright morning. So Sabah al-Khair, good morning. Sabah al-Nur, bright morning or good, again, morning filled with light. Now we come to grammar. In grammar, we had learned a couple of prepositions along with pronouns. But let us repeat and put everything in context. Fa'ala, you know, huwa, hum, anta, antum, ana, nahnu. That's too clear. Rabbuhu, rabbuhum, rabbuka, rabbukum, rabbi, rabbuna. That's also clear. His Lord, their Lord. And let's start with prepositions. The first preposition we started with was la. La and li means for. Reference, lakum, deenukum, waliya deen. For you be your religion and for me my religion. Lahu, lahum, laka, lakum, li, lana. Min means from. Minhu, minhu, minhum. Minka, minkum. Minni, minna. An means about or with. Anhu, anhum. Anka, ankum. Anni, anna. Ma'a means with. Inna Allah ma'a sabirin. Ma'ahu, ma'ahum. Ma'aka, ma'akum. Ma'i, ma'ana. Fi means in. Fi sabilillah. Fihi, fihim. Fika, fikum. Fiya, fina. Bi means in or with. Bihi, bihim. Bika, bikum. Bi, bina. And ala means on. Last time we did ala. And example, wallahu ala kulli shayin qadir, or surat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim, on them. Alayhi, alayhim. Alayka, alaykum. Alayya, alayna. Well, I forgot, the most common use of ala is assalamu alaykum, on you. That's our reference. Peace be on you. Assalamu alaykum. Today we will learn another preposition, which is ila. Ila means towards or to. Okay, And the example to remember is, we already covered, whenever we hear bad news or bad thing happens to us, we should say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Indeed we are for Allah and indeed we are to return ilayhi, to Him. Okay, toward Him or towards Him, to Him. Ilayhi, to or towards. So let us repeat, ilayhi, toward Him. Ilayhim, towards them. Ilaika, towards you. Ilaikum, towards you. Towards you. Ilayya, toward me. Ilayna, towards us. Okay. To him, to them, to you all, to me. So let's repeat 2-3 times. Ilayhi, ilayhim. Ilaika, ilaykum. Ilayya, ilayna. Ilayhi, ilayhim. Ilaika, ilaykum. Ilayya, ilayna. Ilayhi, ilayhim. Ilaika, ilaykum. Ilayya, ilayna. Okay, we also completed fa'ala table, which is past, starting with past tense. Can you just translate once fa'ala? He did. Fa'alu, they did. Fa'alta, fa'altum, you all did. Fa'altu, I did. Fa'alna, we did. Yaf'alu, he does or he will do, but we will stick to he does only. Yaf'aluna, they do. Taf'alu, taf'aluna, you all do. Af'alu, I do. Naf'alu, we do. If'al, if'alu, do. La taf'al, la taf'alu. Fa'il, the one who does. Maf'ul, the one who is affected. Fi'il, the action or the act of doing. Okay, so let us practice this 3 times. Fa'ala, fa'alu, fa'alta, fa'altum, fa'altu, fa'alna, yaf'alu, yaf'aluna, taf'alu, taf'aluna, af'alu, naf'alu, if'al, if'alu, la taf'al, la taf'alu, fa'il, maf'ul, fi'il. Again, fa'ala, fa'alu, fa'alta, fa'altum, fa'altu, fa'alna, yaf'alu, yaf'aluna, taf'alu, taf'aluna, af'alu, naf'alu, if'al, if'alu, la taf'al, la taf'alu, fa'il, maf'ul, fi'il. Again, fa'ala, fa'alu, fa'alta, fa'altum, fa'altu, fa'alna, yaf'alu, yaf'aluna, taf'alu, taf'alun, af'alu, naf'alu, if'al, if'alu, la taf'al, la taf'alu, fa'il, maf'ul, fi'il. Okay, we will learn today feminine gender and 2 important forms, not all of them. We know that huwa fa'ala, so hiya will be fa'alat. Okay, this is first thing. And when we studied Surah Al-Lahab, we have covered that tabbat is for feminine and tabba is for masculine. Tabba, he perished. Tabbat, she perished. So tabba, tabbat, remember this example. So fa'ala, fa'alat. Huwa fa'ala, hiya fa'alat. Okay, she did, fa'alat. And also we know that for her, we say laha, rabbuha, fiha, minha, alayha, ilayha. Okay, all these ha-ha means her. So fa'alat, she did. And she does, it will be taf'alu. Sorry, she does is taf'alu. She does is taf'alu. Anta taf'alu, hiya taf'alu. This is very, you know, kind of special usage. The 2 forms are common. Anta taf'al, you do. And hiya taf'al, she does. So the word taf'alu is same for both cases. And just to remember, give a kind of concocted story or whatever you say, just to remember things. Suppose my son is getting married. I will tell him that forget about the past. As far as past was concerned, you did something, she did something. Both were not, you were not responsible about her and she was not related to you. But from today, on the day of marriage, I will say, hiya taf'al will be taken as anta taf'al. Because you are mas'ul, responsible for her. So هي تفعل أنت تفعل. Okay, هي تفعل أنت تفعل. This is just to remember. But anyway, in general, هي تفعل, she does, is the word is same as أنت تفعل. So فعل, he did, فعلت, she did, and يفعل, he does, and she تفعل, هي تفعل. هو يفعل, he does, but هي تفعل. أنت تفعل, هي تفعل. Just remember this. I will just use these two hands together and to point out that أنت تفعل, this word is same as هي تفعل. Okay? Alright? And also, you know, فاعل, we learned فاعل and مفعول. The feminine of فاعل will be فاعلة. Like ساجد, ساجدة. عابد, عابدة. شاكر, شاكرة. Okay? So, مؤمن, مؤمنة. Muslim, Muslima. So, عابد, فاعل, فاعلة. Similarly, مفعول, مفعولة. مفعولة. Okay? For example, مستورة or مظلومة or مقتولة or منصورة and so on. Okay? The one who is helped, feminine. So, فاعلة, مفعولة. And plural of فاعلة is فاعلات. Just remember مؤمنات, مسلمات. Okay? فاعلة, فاعلات. مفعولة, plural of مفعولة is مفعولات. So if you add at, it will become plural. Alright, now we come to the revision of... I would say, I hope this part is clear, that فاعل, فاعلة, مفعول, مفعولة, and the plural of فاعلة is فاعلات, and plural of مفعولة is مفعولات. What is the plural of فاعل? فاعل. Plural of فاعل is فاعلون, فاعلين. Okay. صالح. Plural of مسلم is مسلمون, مسلمين. صالح, صالحون, صالحين. Similarly, plural of مفعول is مفعولون, مفعولين. Okay. مفعولون, مفعولين. That's for the masculine gender. For feminine gender, فاعلات, مفعولات. So فاعلون, فاعلين. But here it is only فاعلات and مفعولات. Alright, we come to the revision of last class. In the last class, we covered Surah Al-Falaq. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق. قل say أعوذ, I seek refuge بربي, in the Lord of الفلق, daybreak. Say I seek refuge in the Lord of daybreak. من شر ما خلق. من from شر, the evil of, ma, that which, or what, or that which, خلق, he created, from the evil of that which he created. وَمِن شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبَ. وَ, and مِن شَرِّ, evil of, غَاسِقٍ, darkness, إِذَا, when, وَقَبَ, it is when it is intense or it becomes intense. And from the evil of darkness, when it becomes intense. وَمِن شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ. وَ, and مِن, from شَرِّ, evil of, النَّفَّاثَاتِ, those who blow. Those who blow. فِي الْعُقَدِ, in the knots. And from the evil of those who blow in the knots. وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدَ. وَ, and مِن شَرْ, from the evil of حَاسِدٍ, envier, إِذَا حَسَد, when he envies, and from the evil of envier, when he envies. Okay, now we come to Surah An-Nas, the last Surah of Al-Quran Al-Kareem. It is a Makki Surah, and the meaning is, I research the translation, say, I seek refuge in the Lord of the mankind, Lord of mankind, the King of mankind, the God of mankind, from the evil of whisperer, from the evil of the whisperer, the one who withdraws after whispering, who whispers into the chests of mankind from among jinn and men or mankind. You know, in this is also another surah which is important, very important dua or recitation or dhikr for seeking the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the worst of enemies, which is الشيطان, the real enemy, the shaitan. In Surah Falaq, we had, you know, recited, and we came, in Surah Falaq, three attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are used. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. One attribute is used, and three, protection from three things were asked for. مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقْ, in general everything, but then مِنْ شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ نَفَّاثَاتْ and شَرِّ نَفَّاثَاتْ and حَاسِدْ. So three things were mentioned. Here, three attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are mentioned. بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ. رَبِّ النَّاسِ, the Lord of mankind. مَلِكِ النَّاسِ, the King of mankind. إِلَهِ النَّاسِ, the God of mankind. Three attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are mentioned, and protection from one enemy is sought for, which is الشَّرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ, the one who whispers. And waswas, the one who whispers, al-khannas, who withdraws after whispering. So if you combine the two, waswas and khannas, what shaitan does is, it always keeps whispering. Its job is to whisper. And as soon as we do zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it withdraws. Whenever we are away from zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it whispers, it comes back. Because its plan is to take all of us to hellfire. Because it has challenged in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I will come to them in from their front, from the back, from the right, from the left. And he said, وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. Oh Allah, you will not find most of these thankful to you. So he is, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he is your enemy. So make him your enemy. We are worried about this enemy and that enemy, but the real enemy, the most dangerous enemy is shaitan, in which about which we are asked to seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah. Assume that shaitan, and assume that we have completed the Quran. Assume that we have completed the Quran, we know the guidance. Knowledge of guidance is not enough. Because, you know, as far as physical things, for example, if you tell me the road to, for example, my school, I will always follow that road. I will not deviate, you know, to the right or the left. But that's not the case when it comes to guidance. Knowledge is not enough, because we have lots of enemies around us. The main one being shaitan, and then our nafs, and then the evil friends, and many things. So it is as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after giving guidance, completing this guidance, he tells you to be aware of the enemy. And always keep asking the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to recite this surah after every salah, and three times after Fajr and three times after Maghrib. That shows the importance of this surah. Shaitan is an expert. Has been doing this job from the time of Adam alayhi salam. So we should be extremely careful. Simultaneously, if we seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will not win. Another point is, whispering is the first step that leads to sin. Whispering, then thoughts, then determination, and then action. So if we kill this at the level of whispering itself, by seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the evil will go. And there are shaitan of humans also, as this surah says, مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ. So all those evil, all those friends who give evil suggestions and call towards bad activities are agents of shaitan, and one should avoid them. Just one beautiful example I always try to mention it, is it's like a mother who prepares her son for school, you know, dresses him and feeds him and gives him all the book and everything, and when he gets out of the house, she tells him to be aware of, you know, bad people. Don't go here, don't go there, go straight to the school, be aware of bad people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us guidance, has completed the Quran, but at the end he's telling us to be aware of this enemy. Okay, let us practice this. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس. قل say أعوذ, I seek refuge, برب in the Lord of Annas, mankind. Say, I seek refuge in the Lord of mankind. In the Lord of Malikinnas, Malik, king, Annas, mankind. What is Malik? Owner or master. And Malik is king, the king of mankind.
Malikinnas, Malik, the king, Annas, mankind, the king of mankind.
Ilahinnas, Ilah, the God. La ilaha illallah, there is no God but Allah. Ilahinnas, the God of mankind.
Ilahinnas, Ilah, God, Annas, of mankind. Ilahinnas, the God of mankind.
Min sharril waswasil khannas. Min, from sharri, the evil. Al waswas, the whisperer, the one who whispers. Al khannas, the one who withdraws after whispering. From the evil of the whisperer who withdraws after whispering. And we told you, it's a cycle, continuous cycle. And shaitan has to keep doing it till we die. And we have to keep taking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, always remembering Him. Try to, at least. Yes.
Min sharril waswasil khannas. Min, from sharri, the evil.
Al waswas.
Waswasil, the whisperer. Khannas, the one who withdraws after whispering. From the evil of the whisperer, the one who withdraws after whispering.
Alladhi yuwaswisu fi sudurin nas. Alladhi, the one who yuwaswisu, whispers, fi, in sudur, chests. Okay, sadr is chest and sudur is plural, chests. Annas, of mankind, the one who whispers in the chests of mankind.
Allazi yuwaswisu fi sudurin nas. Allazi, the one who yuwaswisu, whispers, fi, in sudur, into the chest. Annas, mankind, the one who whispers into the chest of the mankind.
Min al-jinnati wan-nas. Min, from al-jinnah, among jinns, from among jinns. Wan-nas, and mankind, from among jinns and mankind.
Min al-jinnati wan-nas. Min, from jinnati, among jinn, wan-nas, and mankind, from among jinns and mankind.
Okay, from, min is from or from among. Okay, with this we stop here, and please remember about the 7 homeworks. And also, even though we have alhamdulillah learnt a lot of words, but our concern should be whether, even while you are sitting in this class or listening in salah or reciting it yourself, try to always try to understand and do tadabbur. What messages are given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah? Because that's the purpose of revelation, and as a result of tadabbur, that should lead to tadakkur. Again, that's the purpose, that is, it should reflect in our action. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to do tadabbur and get tadakkur and implement this Quran in our life. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.